Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me. How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening. And greetings in Jesus' name. Now, we are going to be in the last chapter of 1 Peter. Chapter 5. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we open your word, we ask the Holy Spirit to come to open our hearts and minds so that they be receptive, Father, to the truth and the revelation that He gives us of your word, so that we can walk stronger in faith and closer unto our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, be with us now throughout this study. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, let me see if I can't get my throat cleared a little better. Where we can be a little better off. Now, beginning here with the first verse, says, the elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the Son, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Now Peter is letting them know that he is an elder in his church. Pardon me a moment. I've got to put this so clear there. Hopefully that'll help. All right, now we know that he was an elder. We also know that he was an apostle that walked with the Lord Jesus Christ, which he says here, he was a witness to the suffering that Jesus went through. And we know this as we studied through all of the four Gospels. We know that these apostles witnessed all of his suffering and the things he went through. And then they also even were witnesses and suffered along with his name after his death, his resurrection, his ascension back into heaven. But those that were without was always bringing up against him. You know, as he tells us there too, he was also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Things that the Lord did after the death and resurrection of Jesus is all because of his grace and his glory. And we know that they were partakers of his glory as they traveled and would preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, these are things we know that we can't help but know, you know, and how things work. Now, two, feed the flocks of Jesus, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willing, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. We follow the Lord Jesus Christ today, and if you are a true born-again child of God, we do it willingly. We have chose to do it and to be a part of him as he dwells in us. And we don't do it for money and financial gain. Now, we do have them out there that does. In fact, the only reason they are doing it is money. There is a lot of it. As I've told you all before, I know of churches that furnish everything a pastor and his family needed here on this earth. They furnished his home, paid his electric bill, paid his phone bill, paid for the gas for his automobile. And then paid all their medical expenses, and then gave them $100,000 a year, and it got to where they couldn't get the pastor because that wasn't enough. Think about that. Now, three, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. You see, we're not lords over God's heritage. But we are to be examples to them and to all that will see us wherever we go. Now, four. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive the crown of glory that fadeth not away. But we know, because we are told, that by being the children of God, when we get to heaven, we do have a crown of glory. We know that that will not fade away. Now likewise, number five, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. You know, this section of these five verses introduces the charge to the elders. The term borrowed from Israel to describe the men who rule in the church. The term is synonymous with bishop, and in a term overlapping for pastor. In some forms of Protestant church government, the crown of glory is promised to faithful pastors when the chief shepherd shall appear. Their rewards will be realized when Jesus returns for his, you see, once he comes and takes the church out of the world, those will all be with him, and they will receive their rewards. But shame on those that are left behind. Or as another word that the Bible uses for that is, woe be unto them. Now, six. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Seven, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And we are to humble ourselves under his mighty hand. We're not to walk all puffed up with pride, as if we have done everything ourselves. Because within ourselves and without God, we are nothing. And we can cast our cares on him, because he does. He cares and loves each and every one of us. It's a whole lot for us to really think about the way mankind is living today. Eight. be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking what he may devour. That verse right there tells us enough that we ought to shun everything that has anything to do with Satan and his demonic army, and not want nothing to do with any of them. 9. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. And we're told to resist those things, see? And all the afflictions and all that accompany and come to our brothers that are in the world. We don't need them. But that's why we are to love each other and to keep all in our prayers to help them to walk in the power of Almighty God and stand against the evil that is in this world. Because we know where it comes from. 10. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Jesus Christ, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Now you hear so many, and your preachers on television, most of them will tell you, oh, they's not perfect. That's not what the Word tells you. You see, that is something that you and I need, and a place we need to reach, is that spiritual perfection. And see, that will happen when you become that born-again child of the living God. I'm not going to get into that tonight, but we will be getting into it too much further down the road. Find out a whole lot more about that. But he just told you there, in 10, that the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settles us. He does all of that for you and I. Now, 11. To him be glory and dominion forever and he ends there with amen. All right, now, 12. By Silvanus, a faithful brother unto you, as I suppose I have written briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God wherein you stand. He's wrote the things that the Spirit gave him, hoping that they are standing in them. 13. the church that is at Babylon, elected together with you, salute you, and so doeth Marcus, my son. 14. Greet ye one another with a kiss of charity. Peace be with you all that are in Christ Jesus. And he ended that there with amen. But when we look at 13, the church that is in Babylon may be a cryptic or symbolic name for Rome. And Reverend or Peter may have actually been in Babylon, which had a large Jewish population. And Marcus, my son, probably refers to John Mark, whom Paul had disqualified, but whom he later forgave, because he had started out being Peter and John Mark on a journey to visit churches and establish some others. And John left him. He wouldn't stay with him. He left him. So the next journey that Paul was going to make, Peter wanted him to take John Mark with him, and he wouldn't do it. But he did later on get things worked out with John Mark. And they got things settled and straight. And John Mark did end up being a good and great man of Almighty God. Now, we have come to the end of 1 Peter. I'm going to be cutting a little short here tonight, because I'm not going to get in to 2 Peter tonight. That's where we're going to be going next. There's three chapters to it, and a lot of them are short, with some short verses. So how far through this we'll get, I really don't know. It's all up to the good Lord where we end up. But we do know that there is a lot of good things in 2 Peter for you and I. And then we'll be going in to 1 John. You see, the second chapter, we've got 22 verses in 2 Peter, and the third chapter, he's got 18. We'll be getting in to the first epistle of John following 2 Peter here. So we're going to stop here for the night. Go to the Lord in prayer. And God willing, I'll be back together in the morning and back into the Word of God at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word for this word, Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit. And Father, we give you thanks for each and every one that listens and that is part of this ministry and that loves your word. We pray now, Father, for Penny Powers, for Dennis Lee, to Dennis's wife, for Amy and Amy's husband, Amy's son, Molly and Millie Johnson, James Taylor, for Sue Branson, for Deborah, for my wife and myself, and for all others that are in the nursing home there in Brandenburg, to visit them today and be able to talk to them in greetings. And even and got a chance to talk to one there about the church and the Lord Jesus Christ. Mother, we pray for all of the families of these that we can all rest through this night in health, in safety, wake in the morning refreshed, and back into your word. We pray for Israel to have peace, and also that those in high places there, Father, will bring them to understand that they need to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah. In this land of ours, Father, we stand in need of the same thing. That those in our high offices in our government that brought all this evil upon this land and our people, we need them replaced with ones that belong to you, that love you, Father, love the Lord Jesus Christ, love your church and your people and this land, and that will work with us to bring this land to repentance and put our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded, that being your word, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, watch over all of us through this evening and this night. And I ask all of this in the sweet, precious name of Jesus. Amen. All right. God bless all. Have a good night.